Let's make it last. Tim's got the scoop. Tech's moving quick. Point and click. It's point and click. Point and click news. Tim's got the lead. The latest tech buzz. All that you need. AirPods, AI, gadgets galore. Get your updates. Can't ask for more.
All right, so we've got a really interesting deep dive lined up today. You know those AirPods Pro 2 that Apple came out with?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, they could do a lot more than just play music. Like, they've got this whole hearing aid thing going on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I read this CNET article you sent me, and honestly, I was like, hearing aids? In earbuds? Come on, that's got to be a gimmick.
Right. But, or got the same thing.
But the more I read, the more I was like, wait a minute, this could actually be pretty legit.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And what really got me is that they're tapping into a real need. I mean, did you know that over 44 million adults in the U.S. alone have some level of hearing loss?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea it was that common.
It's huge, and most of them haven't even tried hearing aids.
Why is that?
There are a lot of reasons. I think stigma is definitely a big one, but also the cost can be a barrier, and, you know, some people just don't realize how much their hearing loss is affecting their lives.
Yeah. I guess it can be kind of a gradual thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So AirPods, they're already everywhere, right? I mean, everyone's got them, especially younger people.
True.
So this could be a way to make hearing assistance way more approachable.
Okay, so let's talk about how this whole thing works.
Hmm.
The article mentions this hearing test you can take right on your iPhone, which sounds pretty cool, but there's a catch, isn't there? You need to find the quietest place on Earth.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. The author of the article actually had to keep stopping the test because church bells were ringing in the background.
No way.
Yeah, they were joking about needing to, shush their pets and tiptoe around the house so that nothing would mess up the results.
Oh, my gosh. I can relate to that. My apartment building is so loud. Finding a silent space is basically impossible.
It's like a superpower these days.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's say you do manage to find that mythical quiet zone and you finish the hearing test. What happens then?
So the AirPods, they take those results and create a personalized sound profile for you.
Mm.
It's basically figuring out your hearing sensitivity at different frequencies. So kind of like a mini audiogram.
Oh, so my AirPods could end up knowing more about my ears than I do.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but also really cool. And once you've got that profile, the AirPods can function as actual hearing aids, amplifying certain frequencies where you might need a little boost.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just making everything louder. It's more targeted than that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a more customized version of that transparency mode that they already have.
Oh, yeah. I use that all the time so I can hear what's going on around me.
Right. So it's similar to that. But instead of just letting in all the noise, the AirPods can actually pick and choose which sounds to amplify based on your specific needs.
Okay. So I'm with you so far. But here's my big question. How well does this actually work? In the real world. I mean, I love the idea of being able to hear my friends better at a noisy bar, but I'm a little skeptical.
You and me both. That's exactly what the CNET author wanted to find out. And get this, the results, especially with this feature called Conversation Boost, were really impressive.
Really?
Yeah, imagine you're at a restaurant packed full of people and you're trying to have a conversation.
Ugh, I know that feeling. It's like everyone suddenly decides to whisper and I'm left just nodding and pretending I understand what they're saying.
Exactly. So what Conversation Boost does is it uses these beamforming microphones to focus on the voices right in front of you.
Oh.
And at the same time, it cuts down on all the background noise. The author described it as having a spotlight on the conversation so you can actually hear what people are saying.
That sounds amazing. How does that even work? Is it some AI magic?
It's not magic, but it's pretty high tech. Those beamforming microphones, they can tell which sound is coming from.
Mm.
So when you're facing someone, the AirPods, they prioritize those voices and they filter out all the other chatter.
Whoa. So it's like having a personal sound engineer in my ears zeroing in on exactly what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see why people are excited about this. It can be huge for anyone who struggles in noisy environments, especially those of us who are maybe a little stubborn to admit we need help hearing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this technology. It makes hearing assistance more normal and accessible.
Yeah, I totally see that. All right, so before we go too far down the Apple rabbit hole, we got to talk about the big question here. How do these AirPods as hearing aids compare to actual hearing aids.
That's the big question, right? Like, can these things really replace a dedicated hearing aid?
Exactly.
Well, the CNET article actually went there. They had the author get a professional hearing test, an audiogram.
Okay.
And then they compared those results to what the AirPods came up with.
Interesting. So like a head-to-head mashup?
Pretty much. And you want to know the crazy part?
What?
The results were almost identical.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, it seems like Apple really did their homework and made this a legit hearing assessment tool.
That's pretty impressive. But even if the test is accurate, can AirPods really replace a real hearing aid?
That's where it gets a little tricky. It depends on the person and their needs, you know? The article actually quotes an ENT doctor who basically said, if you need a hearing aid, get a real one.
Okay, so there are limits to what AirPods can do.
Right. It's like the difference between using a Swiss Army knife and having a full set of professional tools.
I like that analogy.
The Swiss Army knife is handy for everyday stuff, but you wouldn't use it to build a house.
Makes sense. So AirPods are good for some things, but maybe not everything.
Exactly. And the article points out another big difference, battery life.
Ah, yeah, that's important.
The AirPods Pro 2, they last about 6 hours on a charge. Which is fine for, listening to music or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you need hearing assistance all day, every day, that might not cut it.
Good point. So AirPods might be a good starting point for people who are kind of dipping their toes into the hearing aid world.
Yeah.
Or for people who only need help in specific situations, like at a loud restaurant or something.
Yeah. And they even have this really cool anecdote in the article about a woman named Nancy who's been using hearing aids for years.
Oh, wow.
So her daughter actually works on the CNET camera crew, and they had Nancy try out the AirPods.
That's awesome.
Oh.
I'm curious to hear what she thought. Someone who actually uses hearing aids must have some strong opinions about earbuds trying to do the same job.
Yeah, her perspective was really interesting. She pointed out something I hadn't even thought about.
What's that?
So she finds that her regular hearing aids make music sound kind of tinny and distorted.
Huh.
But the AirPods, they're known for their sound quality.
Right.
And she said they made music sound so much richer and more enjoyable.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's not just about hearing conversations better. It's about the whole listening experience.
Exactly. And there was this other part that really got to me. Nancy said she wished she had gotten hearing aids sooner. Like she realized how much she'd missed out on over the years.
Wow, that's a powerful message. It's easy to ignore hearing loss when it starts, but addressing it early can make a big difference.
Totally. And speaking of making a difference, there's one feature of the AirPods Pro 2 we haven't even talked about yet, hearing protection.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? Earbuds can actually damage your hearing if you listen to loud music for too long.
It is kind of ironic, but these AirPods, they're trying to solve that problem.
Okay, so how do they protect your hearing while still letting you rock out to your favorite tunes?
It's all about this updated hearing protection feature. They can actually detect loud noises that go on for a while, and they'll automatically lower the volume to a safer level. But here's the cool part. They do it without messing up the sound quality.
Wow.
The article gave this example of listening to someone play a piano really loudly.
Okay.
The AirPods would tone down the intensity, but you'd still hear all the nuances of the music.
So it's like a safety net for your ears.
Exactly. But I'm guessing it's not perfect. What about like really sudden loud noises like fireworks?
Yeah. Good point.
You're right. Those super short bursts of loud sound, they could still be harmful even with the hearing protection on. But for a lot of everyday situations, this feature can really make a difference in protecting your hearing.
So we've covered a lot here. These AirPods Pro 2, they're clearly more than just earbuds with all these features like the hearing test, conversation boost, and hearing protection.
For sure. They're definitely pushing the boundaries of what earbuds can do. And while they might not replace traditional hearing aids for everyone, they're a huge step forward in making hearing assistance more accessible and even kind of cool.
I agree. So to wrap things up, what stood out to you the most about all this? What's the big takeaway for our listeners?
Honestly, what blows my mind is how these little things could change how we think about hearing loss. Like, we've always thought of hearing aids as something only older folks need.
Right.
And let's be real, they haven't exactly been known for their style.
It's true. They've always had that kind of clunky image. But AirPods are different, especially for younger people. They're already seen as a cool thing to have.
Exactly. So by putting these features into something people already use and love, you get rid of that feeling of being self-conscious about it.
Yeah, it's like it normalizes it.
Totally. And that could mean more people getting their hearing checked out early on before things get worse.
I'm also really struck by how Apple is going after those specific situations where hearing is tough. Like that conversation boost feature sounds like a game changer.
Yeah, that's the one that really stands out to me too. It solves a problem so many people have trying to follow a conversation in a noisy place, whether it's a restaurant, a bar, or even just a family get together.
Totally.
And if it works as well as the article says, it could make a huge difference for people, even with just a little bit of hearing loss.
And we can't forget about the music lovers out there, like Nancy in the article, who found that traditional hearing aids messed with her enjoyment of music.
Right. With AirPods, it's the opposite. They could actually make the listening experience better instead of worse.
So to sum it all up for our listeners, what's the most important thing they should take away from all this?
Yeah.
Especially if they're interested in the hearing aid capabilities of their AirPods Pro 2.
Don't underestimate these little earbuds. The AirPods Pro 2 are way more than meets the eye. They could be a way to start taking better care of your hearing, and it can even be fun to explore.
It's like Apple took a break from just blasting music into our ears and thought, hey, maybe we can actually use this to help people hear the world better.
Exactly. And that's pretty amazing. While they might not be the perfect solution for everyone, they could be a real turning point in how we think about and deal with hearing loss.
I like that. So for our listeners out there, the message is simple. Go check out those hearing health features. Take the test. Give Conversation Boost a try in a noisy situation and see what you think. You might be surprised at what you've been missing.
Most importantly, remember that your hearing is precious. Don't wait until it's a problem to start paying attention. These little earbuds could be the reminder you need to prioritize your hearing health and keep those conversations going for years to come.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AirPods and hearing health. It's been a fascinating conversation.